pray with me and to pray for me. Lord God, take my words this morning and speak through them. Take our hearts this morning and speak to them. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence here. Bring conviction to our hearts through your living word and initiate healing and transformation in our lives, all for the glory of your great name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. It's still strange. Be seated wherever you are. Now, I love this gospel reading from Matthew chapter 11. In the midst of rejection and in the midst of uncertainty, Jesus promises that all who turn to him will receive rest. Now, I've heard from many of you and many of you. I've heard that you're tired. I've heard that you're weary. I've heard some of you are frustrated. You want this unprecedented time of stress and turmoil and fear and anxiety to end. And I share your fatigue. I too am tired. I'm tired of anxiety over this coronavirus and what the right and appropriate steps are to take. I'm tired of feeling anxiety over the possibility of me or one of my family members or one of you, Redeemer family members, getting sick. I'm tired of the mixed messages being broadcast by news media, by civic officials, and by governmental agencies declaring what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and what's good and what's bad, and what's right and what's wrong. I'm frustrated by the mixed messages and by the lack of clarity. I'm guessing some of you are as well. I'm tired of the divisiveness and conflict so prevalent in the news and especially in social media. Jesus told his followers in Matthew 10 that they would be sheep among wolves. I'm tired of the wolves outside of the body of Christ, attacking the gospel of Jesus Christ, attacking the word of God, attacking Jesus' sheep, attacking us over every possible issue. I'm weary. I'm tired also of sheep attacking other sheep, of followers of Jesus fighting and arguing with other followers of Jesus in social media and in the public over cultural issues, over political positions, over racial tensions. I'm tired. I desperately want what Jesus promises in Matthew 11, 28. I want his rest. I want his yoke that is easy. I want what he promises, that his burden is light. I want him to shoulder my burdens, to handle my anxieties under that yoke. I want him to manage those things that are entirely out of my control, which pretty much is everything that I'm trying to control. And I want for him to give his rest for my soul. I want his rest for my soul, and I also want you, each of you, to have that rest. So what is our way forward? What are we to do? Well, in our reading from the prophet Zechariah, I don't spend a lot of time reading the prophet Zechariah, but this was a keeper. We hear the very wise counsel of God given to his people to follow. And in Zechariah chapter 8, the Lord doesn't advise his people to rage against their enemies. He doesn't tell them to fight against one another. We are his people by our faith in Jesus Christ, so he says the same to us. He doesn't advise us to try to convince one another of a one side or the other. Through Zechariah, this is what the Lord tells us. And if you have a copy of the service leaflet, you can see this. At the end of verse 15, the Lord says to his people, "Fear not." He says, "Do not be afraid." Then he goes on to say, "These are the things that you shall do," in verse 16. "Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true and make for peace. Do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. And love no false oath, for these things I hate, declares the Lord." Now, this is very wise counsel from the Lord to his people, and it's worth considering, especially in these unprecedented, unstable times. How might you be doing these things? Or how might you be going against God's instructions here as you're walking through your life? Now, as you reflect on these words, you may wonder, Zechariah declared, speak the truth to one another. You may wonder, where is the truth? Who has the truth? In your heart, if you are a follower of Jesus, you may know the answer. That truth remains with God, our Heavenly Father. He holds all truth, and we can know and trust that he has the truth. So that when we disagree with one another within the church, with other brothers and sisters in Christ, we can be civil with one another, even with differing opinions, until the truth is revealed. We don't have to fight. Damascus worth or not? Should we be doing this? Should we be doing that? You name the issue. We can choose to be civil with one another within the body of Christ until the truth is revealed. Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ, as we disagree, we can choose not to attack, but rather we could choose to stand with one another. We can pray with one another until the truth is revealed. Now, with your fatigue, your frustration, your anxiety, your anger, your fear, whatever it is that you're feeling, with the uncertainty, I can speak for myself, it's hard not to react. It's hard not to lose it over some of these issues. It's hard not to fall apart. It truly is hard to do the right thing. And we heard in Paul's words from our reading in Romans chapter 7, where he says, I find it a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. Even when he knows what is right, there's that temptation to take matters into his own hands. He goes on to say, who will deliver me from this body of death? And then he declares, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's in Christ that we are able to walk with him, to live the way he would have us live with one another rather than according to our flesh. It's only by his empowerment of us. Paul asked, in essence, how do I do the right thing? Well, we heard in our gospel reading, you can turn to Jesus. He says, come to me. Turn to Jesus. He will be with you. He will speak. He will guide. He will direct you. And, as we read, he will give rest to your soul. I want to read that passage. Verse 28 of Matthew chapter 11. Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus ended with, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. As you experience anxiety and fear, as you experience whatever it is you are feeling, pause before you react. Pause before you post. And then follow Jesus' instructions here. Go to him. He invites you, come to me. Set down your burdens before him. And he promises rest. And he promises refreshment and peace. Rest, that Greek word used in this translation, it literally means ceasing from movement, quiet, refreshment. And you may think, now how does that work? Because take my yoke upon you and you will find rest. Well, a yoke is an instrument of work. So how do I come under this instrument with you but then come to complete rest? How do we do this is answered as we look at this yoke, the yoke that Jesus mentions. And I hope you'll acknowledge that It's interesting that on this Independence Sunday, Independence Day weekend, we're talking about our independence, but yet we're reading about Jesus saying, take on my yoke, which a yoke is literally less independence because you're yoked with Jesus. I thought that was an interesting note for this morning. The yoke that Jesus is talking about, it's a wooden frame designed to connect two draft animals. It goes across their shoulders. And then they're strapped in. They can't get out. They are yoked together to share the burden. So the first point about this yoke is that the burden is shared. Whatever burdens you are carrying are shared. You are not alone. Have you ever been asked to carry something with someone else only to realize as you pick up the object that all the weight's on the other side and you're not really holding on to anything? Or perhaps it's reversed. You realize you've got all the weight and the other person doesn't have anything. I've been there. There's one side that's grunting and straining and the other side's going, sorry, I'm really not helping much. But that's the situation that Jesus is describing. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we are under the yoke with him, he carries the bulk of the burden. That's the way that we find rest, in that yoke with him. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So first point is you are not alone. Second point about the yoke is its connection. The animals have no choice. They're strapped into the yoke and they can't get out. Jesus says, come to me and enter my yoke. It's a choice. You must choose to enter his yoke, to be connected to Jesus, to be strapped in. And you must remain strapped in for the yoke to work, for Jesus to carry the burden with you. It only works if you're right there, strapped in. And it also only works if you're moving with Jesus, because if you're fighting against the yoke, you don't like the direction that Jesus is taking you. Animals that struggle against the yoke get nowhere. They must move together in tandem. This is the hard part of the yoke, because you and your humanity, you're going to want to go your way. You may want to flee what Jesus is taking you to, or you may want to go in and fight where Jesus is leading you away. Or to be quiet, or to pause. But remember, no matter how hard it is for you, if you remain in his yoke, he promises to carry the bulk of the burden for you, and to move with you, and to direct you. So you're not alone in the yoke. You must remain connected to Jesus in the yoke. And that brings us to our third and final point about the yoke, that his yoke isn't only about the work or the burdens. His yoke will lead to rest. Rest for your soul. And this is the good news. How many of us have been carrying burdens perhaps for a long time? Jesus promises not just to carry it with you, to shoulder the bulk of it, but he promises to give you rest. Not just sleep, complete rest for your soul. This is the rest that I know I need, and this is the rest I think you know that you need, or that you're wanting, or that you desire. So it's your choice. You can step under his yoke, strap yourself in and follow him and benefit from his help and his rest, or you can avoid his yoke and do it your own way. What we know from this passage, though, is if you're doing it your own way, there's no rest there. You're just carrying the burden, trying to figure it out. I don't recommend that. For me, this is a moment-by-moment choice. It sounds almost too easy. Come to me and I give you rest. But it's a moment-by-moment choice that I have to continue throughout my day. Am I still yoked in, or have I taken things into my own hands? It's not just a decision that I make first thing in the morning and then I'm set. We've been talking about the verse from Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, but this is a decision to remain in the yoke with Jesus, Throughout my day, as I sit down and as I walk about and as I lie down and as I get up, that's from Deuteronomy 6. I must throughout my day evaluate. And when I'm feeling overly burdened, like it's too much, I have to first check and see, am I still in the yoke or have I unstrapped myself and gone off in my own direction? Secondly, I have to check and see, am I chafing and struggling? Am I trying to go a different direction? I'm strapped in, but I'm not happy about it. I have to evaluate, how am I doing following the direction that Jesus is leading me or that he's asking me to go with him? Sometimes I find out I am walking with him and it's just a hard journey. And if I'm carrying this much, if I'm feeling this heavy and I am yoked with him, I'm so thankful that he's carrying the rest. If it's true that I'm walking with Christ, that I'm yoked with him, it enables me to feel his peace because I know I'm not alone, because I know I'm not carrying it all myself. And I know that he promises rest and refreshment. He promises me his peace. And that's the gift that he promises to you if you will submit, if you will step into his yoke moment by moment and day by day. His way is best. I can trust that, and I know you can. And I encourage you to take a look at your own life and evaluate. I pray you will reflect on these verses this week and daily, daily choose to step into that yoke, all for the glory of his great name. Amen.